The Rare Disease Advisory Council would like to speak to Michigan elected officials to create a department for the 1 million people in the state living with incurable diseases. So far, 21 states have created such councils to communicate the needs of residents who may otherwise go overlooked. Laura Bonnell is the founder of the Bonnell Foundation, Living with Cystic Fibrosis. She tells WDET's Tia Graham she plans to meet Michigan's Senate Policy Health Committee next month about the creation of the council.
My two daughters who have cystic fibrosis are 24 and 27, and every year that they've been alive, I've gone either to Washington to speak to legislators on Capitol Hill or gone to Lansing in Michigan. It's just something that I think really has gathered speed now, in part because of COVID, and maybe the entire country and the world understands a little bit more what it feels like to have to isolate, have to worry about germs, have to worry about your life expectancy, have to worry about your comorbidity, things that probably many people have never had to think about before. So on the good side, that has really raised awareness about what people with rare diseases face.
And as we're talking, it's also important to touch on the diversity within the rare disease community and how all people living with rare diseases need a voice. Can you talk a little bit about the council's role in that particular space?
Yes, diversity is hugely important, as we know. One of the things we discovered in cystic fibrosis is that a lot of doctors considered this a Caucasian disease. So if somebody was African-American, Terry Wright, for example, is a friend of mine, someone I've met. They have their own foundation that addresses cystic fibrosis within the African-American community because he wasn't diagnosed until he was 54 years old. That is a crime. And it's because doctors didn't think that someone who was African-American could get cystic fibrosis. And the stats show that only 5% of the African-American community get cystic fibrosis. And so many of us believe that's because they're being misdiagnosed, not because it only impacts 5% of the population, but because they just haven't been tested. That's why it's so important to get correct stats so that we know that, oh no, CF is not a Caucasian disease. It can affect anyone, someone in Egypt, someone in Turkey, someone in Georgia, someone in Detroit. And that's why it's really important so that everything is equal, that everyone is being tested so that the statistics are correct.
The Rare Disease Advisory Council. There's one that began in 2015. The first one I'm reading on the website began in 2015, now has expanded to 21 states. So do you see this passing in the state of Michigan? And what are some of the things that you are going to say in order to stress and bring the point home?
You know, you find out what the concerns are of representatives. This is a bipartisan issue. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat. We're talking about health care for everyone. So I think initially some of the questions were, well, what if so-and-so has this disease? And is that disease going to be covered? And so it was important to answer questions like that. Yes, this is going to help everyone. And it deals with issues like telehealth. Telehealth now, thanks to COVID, has made it clear that this is a benefit for everyone, not only in the rare disease community, but during COVID, right? So the Rare Disease Advisory Council has open meetings, and there will be a coalition of rare disease groups, parents, and caregivers who can say, hey, these are our concerns, and then give that concern to the Rare Disease Advisory Council. And then that council, the council that is made up of insurance companies and is made up of nurses and doctors and pharma and the biotech industry and geneticists, all of those people will say, you know what? Everyone is affected by telehealth, or everyone needs nutritional equity. And therefore, this is what we're going to work on this year. Or maybe one of the legislators says, hey, I'm hearing from my constituents, everyone is worried about nutritional equity. What do we know about it? And then the council will be able to say, here's what we know about it. We know it affects this many people. We know that it's needed, and this is why it's important. So it's really about communication. It's not to point fingers at anyone or to blame anyone. It's about educating and information.